Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 14, Speak Your Truth. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we already know and learning how to live them. This episode, Earl begins with a topic that feels both practical and deeply personal, writing. He describes writing as the simplest profession and at the same time, the most difficult one. It's the simplest because all you have to do is sit down and write. And it's difficult for exactly the same reason. That paradox made me smile because anyone who has ever tried to write seriously knows it's true. The barrier isn't tools, credentials, or permission. The barrier is you, sitting alone with your thoughts. So how do we decide what to write about? Earl's advice is surprisingly concrete. He encourages aspiring writers to read widely, books, magazines, essays. And if you want to be published in a particular magazine, read everything it produces. Not just the articles, but even the advertisements. Learn its voice, its tone, its interests. Then write. Submit. And repeat. If you encounter something in life that genuinely interests you, Earl says, take note of it and write about it. Chances are good that if it matters to you, it will matter to someone else as well. But technique and persistence aren't at the heart of this episode. Write honestly, speak plainly. The most important thing Earl emphasizes is this: write honestly and truthfully. He points to Henry David Thoreau as a model because he didn't try to impress anyone, but he spoke plainly and sincerely. Thoreau wrote what he believed to be true, in simple language, without ornate words or apology. There's a kind of power in that, not just for the reader, but for the writer. Writing truthfully forces clarity. It forces integrity. It forces you to decide what you actually think, rather than what you believe you should think. Trusting that inner voice, Earl closes this episode by turning to Ralph Waldo Emerson, specifically his essay, Self-Reliance. He uses Emerson to make a larger point. We must learn to trust that quiet inner voice that tells us who we are and what we believe. That voice is often drowned out by expectations and trends and the fear of standing apart. But it's the only place from which original work and an authentic life can come. Here he quotes Emerson. There is a time in every man's education when he arrives at the conviction that envy is ignorance, that imitation is suicide, and that he must take himself for better, for worse, as his portion, that though the wide universe is full of good, no kernel of nourishing corn can come to him but through his own toil, bestowed on that plot of ground which is given him to till. The power which resides in him is new in nature, and none but he knows what that which can do, nor does he know unless he has tried. That image of your own plot of ground that you till stayed with me. You don't need to speak for everyone. You don't need to master every field or domain. You only need to work honestly on the ground that has been given to you. So episode 14 leaves me with this reminder. Read widely. Write honestly. Speak plainly. And trust that the truth that you have to offer, however small it may seem, has value. So let us go forth and speak our truth as best we know it, on our plot of ground, with the tools we have and the courage to use them. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.